Yud Aleph, yeah, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Shaar Sifrei Kodesh, and we're up to Sif Yud Aleph. Saying like and Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah Mina Akam BeYosim Migdei Demayin. Do not buy from a guy who asks you to buy tefillin for more money. Right,
For
because
less
what's going
money,
to
it's
happen?
okay. For
Let
less
we're going to
money, it's
get to it. We'll
okay.
get to it. We'll get to it. Kedei shelo lahargel lagan ulagazim. Because if you're going to pay top dollar, then they're going to go trying to steal them. Right. Aba b'kedei
Nowadays, they
demein.
will steal anyway.
Well, I
Nowadays,
don't
they will
know.
steal
I'm not
even
so
for a
sure.
little money.
Well, that's the que that that's really the question, right?
They don't know what the market value is. They will steal for
Maybe.
anything.
Well,
Okay.
they are chayav to buy. Even if they need geniza, meaning they're worn out, and the only reason why you're buying them is to put them to bury them properly in a kosher burial, right? You have to buy them. I believe it or not, this question does come up. People go to these estate sales or they go to thrift shops and they see svarim there and they ask if they have to buy them. There, I'm not sure because who says it's going to be mistreated? You don't know for sure. When a guy has, I mean, it's on the shelves. They're going to leave it there until somebody buys them.
But is that enabling them to take this worm? Like with the tefillin?
Well, no, because they're not going to. It seems they're doing it any.
Right, aren't you like not allowed to buy tefillin from a guy?
What do you mean?
Because it will enable them to
You're not
steal?
saying you are allowed. No, we're saying only at a higher price.
I mean, not at a higher
Lamaisa,
price. Even we abuse this for him by putting stuff on them and doing other stuff and putting on the floor and putting so
Yeah, then
by
no, you
going
have to.
by going for sure you are talking about the three store. I'm sure for sure they're
Right.
gonna misuse them.
Right. I hear that. Yeah, but then it could cost a lot of money. You go into these thrift stores, they have lots of svarim there.
Yes, they don't go
Yeah,
to thrift stores.
that's a idea. Don't go to any shops. Yeah. And if the Akum wants a lot, you have to sit and bargain with him. Maybe he'll come down. And if, but if he's standing in his das, then leave it by him. Also, don't offer him, don't undercut him too much. Because then he's going to get angry at you. And he's like, oh, these Jews, they just undercut, I'm just throwing in the garbage. So you can't do that either. So it's a sensitive
It's
topic.
not. It's only because he may get upset. It's not because it's actual easier to like underpay by a lot.
No, no, no,
It's like
no, no. It's
stealing.
from a guy. It's from a guy. It's not a problem.
There is no like easier of overcharging for
I
the guy
know,
by a lot and
no, I know. The reverse, I know, no. Yeah, not from a guy. Yeah, okay, right. Yud Beis, Im Nafal Sefer Torah Miyadoi, Afilu Bin Artika, if a Sefer Torah falls from a hand, even in its case, Tzarech Lisanas, you have to fast. But Noyagim Shigam Haroyim Misanam, the Noyagim, that's interesting. The person falling, though it falls from, for sure has to. The Minig is those that see it also. Have to fast. Somebody actually today, not today, a couple of days ago, texted that he was in a shul and the Sefer Torah fell. What should he do? I said, go speak to the rabbi and do whatever it is that the shul is accepting on themselves. Yud Gimel also looked at Pasuk
It
Velisirta.
just said fast. Where does it come that he's supposed to fast for 40 days or something?
I don't know. That I don't know. Who said 40 days?
I don't know. One of the things I learned is many things I learned as a kid that may not be true.
That could be. All right. Also, look at this pasuk b'li sirtut. You're not allowed to write a pasuk without sirtut. Sirtut is the line that scratched out line. Yesh Rimda also looked at divrei chol b'ksav ashuris shekaisim. You're not allowed to write divrei chol in ksav ashuris the way a sefer Torah is written. That's meyuchid for sifrei Torah, and that is it. You ever see Haskamah of Heinemann from Baltimore? All his Haskamahs are written in ashuris. He has epes of cheshbon with that. Okay, Simon Chav Tes, Midas Shiragal Adam Sifim. This is a very Geshmaka Simon. Lots of Musar here. Hanashim Chalukim Bidei. There you go. That's the first thing that we should wake up every day and say. Everybody is different. Everybody has the same pirish b'tivayim. Their nature is different. You're never going to keep everybody happy. We're different breeds. We're different people. We have different thoughts. We have different, you name it, right? Yesh adam shu bal chema koyas tamid. You have somebody who gets angry and he's always angry. Yesh adam shadayt mi shavas alav. There are those that are very calm, vein koyas klal, never get angry. Hoshu koyas pam achas behar b'shana, where they
What's
get
the
angry
halacha
once
in
every
this?
3 years. What?
What's the halacha in this?
You'll see. Well, let's we'll get to
Oh,
it.
we're not there yet. Okay.
Yeah. So yesh adam shu gval lev b'yoser. There are those that have gaiva. Yeshu shval ruach b'yoser, and then you have those that are the opposite of gaiva. They're always what do you call those people? They're called inferior. Right? They're inferiority
Humble.
complex. Humble.
Humble.
Well, they're not humble. They're like worse. Maybe humble. Yeshu, well, that too. Yeshu bal taiva loisis, but nashim alach b'taiva. Some people have a bal taiva and they're never satisfied. Yeshu leiv tor ma'oid. You have those that are very pure. You have certain people that they just look like they don't deal with Olam Hazeh at all. Yesh bal nefesh ruchava. You have somebody who's a bal nefesh ruchava, meaning shalei sispa nafshi mikoma mashavaylam, meaning he just keeps wanting and wanting. Kinyan shenemar oyev kesef liyispa kesef. Yesh mekatzar nafshoi v'dailei afilu davar mu. And then there are those that are cheap and they don't need anything. Shalei yaspik loy v'lo yirdif lasik deik tarki. They don't go. They're fine with whatever. Right? Yeshu Masakavatsme Barov. There are those that starve themselves. The Koivitzayodai and they're cheap, so they just accumulate things. Umashu Aichumishaloi Aichlubitsar. And if he ever has to pay for anything on his own, he's in pain from that. Yeshu Mafazar Koma money, and there are those that just throw out their money and they spend. Vadeus. And then same thing with all the Midas. Koimahoilovain, somebody who's always very very happy, praising things. You have an ayin, and he's always depressed. Kilai Vishoya is somebody who's stingy and generous. Achzari and Rachman, somebody who's cruel or somebody who has pity. Rach Levav, soft-hearted. Amitz Levav, strong-hearted. Kuyadzven, that's all similar. So now, so far he went through all these midas. Beis, here's the point. Haderech HaToiv HaYosher, who the Derech HaToiv and Yosher. Gotta go down the middle. You should only desire things that the body needs. You can't live without them, which pretty much means that almost everything we eat, we shouldn't be eating. A tzaddik eats to satisfy his nefesh, and that's it. You should only be busy in your work to earn money for things that you need right now to keep you alive. Kinyan shenemar toiv ma'at la'tzadik. Below yikvatz yada b'yoser, and you shouldn't be, literally means make a fist, meaning don't be too cheap. Also, don't spend too much. You should give tzedakah according to your ability, and lend money properly. You shouldn't be too happy and jumping around. Not too sad. Benachas, be happy and calm. Just have a pleasant demeanor. If you're called a wise guy, you go in the middle. You have to use all the midas to your advantage. Aha, gaiva he mida rama oid, but gaiva, that's the worst. That isn't the worst, but it's very bad. You're not even allowed to have the smallest amount of gaiva. You have to always be margul yourself to be a shval ruach. Meaning the other midas, he's saying you could use a little bit of them. That's the Orchas Tzadikim goes through that how to benefit and use the even bad midas to your benefit. But not gaiva. You should be very much a shval. How do you make yourself humble? Everything that you do should be calm. If your head should be put, bent down, your eyes should be looking down, but your heart should be lamayla to Hashem. Look at every person that he's better than you. If he's a Talmud Chacham, Gam ken atam uchi l'chadu k'dem etzino, Rebbe hoi mechaber ashirim. See, people just say that people are kissing up to rich people. No, there's a din that you have to be mechaber wealthy people. V'tach shei biyos ki Hashem yisbarach nosan loy oishen. What's the pshat? You have to think in your head that Hashem gave him wealth. Mestamer royu l'kach, if Hashem gave it to him, then he deserves it. Let's say the guy is less than you with chachma or wealth. Tashiv ki yoyse tzaddik mumcha. Then you should think that he's a bigger tzaddik than you, meaning even though he's not as smart as you and he doesn't have money like you, but he's a bigger tzaddik. He's by him it's considered a shaygig, meaning because he doesn't know because he's not as smart as you. But you don't. You can have money and you're smart. You did an avera, you should have known better. If you constantly think that constantly like suchalis guys, then you'll never be a balgaiva, and it is good for you. Right? There's a chazanish that says that gaiva is not pshat, denying what you are. Meaning you have a wealthy guy, and he says, "Oh, I'm not wealthy. I'm not wealthy." Well, who you idiot? You know what I'm saying? You're not. The chazanish doesn't say it like that. I'm saying like, what are you saying? You're not wealthy. We all know you're wealthy. Gaiva's pshat when you think that the reason why you're wealthy is because you're such a great guy. That's gaiva. When you take the Hashem, you take the Rabban Shalom out of the equation, that's gaiva. Meaning, if you constantly think that Hashem is the one that gave you everything, how can you possibly have gaiva? Doesn't make any sense. The only thing you have gaiva is that you think that you're wealthy and you're smart because
That's
Hashem,
also guy.
because what?
That's also that can also be guy. Well, you think Hashem gave me, Hashem made for me, and
No, but you
therefore
think Hashem gave, no, Hashem gave for you.
I'm better, huh?
No, if I'm talking about Hashem gave it to you,
I'm saying you're
right,
saying
that's
how could it
gaiva, that's
possibly cause
gaiva.
gaiva
Of course, that is gaiva, of course that's gaiva. I'm talking about where
if
Hashem
you
gave it to you, but
thank
you're
you.
undeserving. You're undeserving, right? Hashem decided to give it to you. And then I think if you go through all the Gemaras that say, well, if you have a lot of good things, then that means that you're a Rasha because that means your world is Gishmak in this world. And in the next world, you're going to get punished. So then if you go with that, which is what we say, then I don't understand how anybody could have Gaiva. Right? The guy says, yo, I'm a rich guy. You have to be Mechaber. You go, ah, you're a rich guy. Maybe you're getting all your reward in this world. Right? I wouldn't be too big about Gaiva about that. Right? Whatever. Anyways, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a good night, a good Shabbos. All right.